This morning we want to show you a special video. Some of you may have seen on Facebook where Rhema Bible Church has donated a mobile home to Teen Challenge. The video shows most of it, but I just want to explain just a couple of things. Back in April, our grandson who'd made some wrong choices, and he went to Teen Challenge for, he was able to go for about 7 months. Unfortunately, he was not able to complete the third phase because of the judge's decision. He's in a facility in Lawton.
We got to go see him yesterday. He's doing really good. And actually, thanks for praying for him. But let me show you. I told him yesterday, God's had his hand in this thing. He went to the only prison in the whole state of Oklahoma, and only one of two in the U.S., if I understand it correctly, that has what they call a Freedom Challenge program, ran by the Teen Challenge program. And he was, normally it takes a month to get into that pod. He was able to get in 1 week. Hallelujah. And I told him yesterday, I said, hey, no matter what happens, God has been with you. I said, remember the three Hebrew children, they said they were believing God to deliver them, but they had to go in the fire, but God delivered them out. I said, you may have to go through the fire, but you're going to come out stronger and be better than you ever been.
Now,
and see, you know, a lot of people in our position wouldn't share all this. We've been right up open with you from the beginning. We've been open on Facebook. His parents and us have been open. You know, I think that it helps when people of the church see that ministers face the same problems you guys face. And we
have to practice
we
the
use
same
our faith,
faith that we
and
preach.
Our strength in God to see us through just like you do. So I want to thank all of you for praying. And all, I know a bunch of you out there. I told him yesterday we just had Winter Bible and they come in and they said, I told him, I said, Blake, you got people praying for you all over the world. Hallelujah.
So what I want to explain on the video, because you will see Blake on the video.
Give a good testimony.
Give it. And so in November is when actually we set up the house on the inside. We furnished it. And that was the time that you'll see a testimony from him.
We took a team from here. We loaded the semi with the furniture and everything. And Kurt and Bobby and Jesse Rayner, we put ceiling fans in all of the rooms, and I helped Jesse do that. Jesse Rayner, Cameron, Went, Craig,
Scott
Redmond, and
Dave Fusell,
and Kim McKinnon, and Lynette and I, and man, they didn't have the air conditioning in it yet, and they were still working with the EPA and everybody to get their permits to have the septic system. That's why it took so long after we set it up in November, and it was just last Monday that we went and did this.
That's right. So it was set up then. We got all the inside done, but
it was
Monday,
hot.
But Monday, as he said, we went down to dedicate it, and it's the. And I'm sure that after that, the guys were able to move into the house, and they were so excited. So it was like a 4 month delay in moving into the house, but the video will tell
the
whole story.
29-minute video, but I thought it was well worth it. All right, y'all ready to see what y'all have done as the Rhema Bible Church to help somebody?
Okay, roll the video. This is Austin Bauman. And we met when Blake came down to be a part of the Teen Challenge program. And as we came to visit, I saw the campus. They're doing an awesome, awesome job. But one of the things that was really upsetting to me is that with the guys, they had a first and they had a second phase program that they did here. But their third phase program, they had to go on to another campus. And so as we were talking, Austin, what they were converting a building to the third phase. Well, when I saw what they were converting, it just wasn't up to my standards. And so So I decided that Rhema Bible Church needed to take on a project as a seed for what we need to do there on campus in renovating our auditorium. And so I want to show you what they were converting. They did an awesome job with what they had to work with, but really, guys, it does not look good at all.
Come on in, let's show you. So currently we have 8 students that are in our third phase program here, and we have another 8 in another location in Brenham. But the hope is to have all the men here one day for third phase. So as you can see, it is pretty messy right now, because they don't have any closets. We did get some closets installed over here, but it's not enough for the...
But there's our closet.
So the way we have it set up now is the students in third phase and first and second share a kitchen. So they're both, they cook everything down here, they get to-go plates, and then they eat. So with the new trailer now, they're gonna have a completely separate kitchen where they're able to cook their own food. And we're talking to the ladies program, they said they really enjoy cooking their own food and preparing it and providing food for us. So we're now in the dining area and the kitchen. So this is where the second phase students have class and eat and cook dinner. We're in the first phase classroom. This is where Pastor Ray is, and Ray teaches and gives lectures. Now we're at the gym where the guys can come in and exercise and use the weights and work out.
Hello, my name is Pastor Reyes. I'm the Education Coordinator for Adult and Teen Challenge of San Antonio, Texas. And the room that you're in right now is the third phase of our program. The third phase classroom is what we call it. This is where the students come in. These are the men that have already moved out of the transition into where they're working during the day and coming to classes at night. But this is the only room I have for them. And right now, it's getting a little crowded. I'm having to sit one man here. All of these desks are occupied.
So guys, the house is not quite finished on the outside. This is going to be called the Rhema House, and this is what the seed that we have sown from Rhema, that you have sown from Rhema Bible Church. There will be a skirting here. They are going to do a porch all around the house. Right now we're going to have to walk up these steps, but I'm so excited. And listen, you're going to be excited when you see what has been transformed and what you're a part of.
Had to move all that furniture. We took it down the semi. You can see them unloading and getting it in. It's just like moving. I mean, and then we had to set everything up. All those beds and stuff had to be put together.
I went online to find beds that would be in mattresses that would be proper for these kind of facilities. You can't, no bed bugs, no, none of that.
You can't have wood, you gotta
and
have
metal. And you
can't
have wood, you have to have metal. I didn't know how to do that, but I went online and found a company that does this for camps and churches. I had to figure everything out and where it would go without even being down there. So I took a lot of measurements to make sure that everything would go properly in each room. That's where my math skills came in.
My name's Austin Bauman. I'm the men's program director at Adult and Teen Challenge here in San Antonio. I remember when Pastor Hagen and Miss Hagen came on campus for the first time. I gave them a tour around our property, which is 108 acres. Currently, we're a faith-based ministry to help men and women that struggle with life-controlling issues. And currently, our first two phases are here on the property, and our third phase goes to Brenham. The women's program here does all three phases here. So when I was given a tour to Pastor Hagen, I showed him the third phase women's home. And I was like, it was my first time in there. I was really astonished of how great the trailer was. And I told Pastor, I said, man, it would be great to keep the men here for the full year to do third phase. I didn't realize that I would be standing in a brand new trailer today. We're just so grateful that our men are finally going to be able to stay here with us and transition out to the world. So when they become a third phase student, they get a job, they pay tuition, they're able to go and get plugged into a home church for 5 months, and they're continuing to put in the practices of what it means to be devoted to Jesus Christ. And not only are they able to do that here, but they're able to do that here with luxury. And this is probably one of the greatest things that has ever happened at Teen Challenge since I've been here. And I just want to send my thanks from all the students, staff, interns here. We just want to tell you, thank you so much for making this happen for us. Pastor and Rhema Church and the school, just thank you so much for allowing this to happen.
Well, Rhema Bible Church, these are the guys that make the men's program go. You've seen several different people, Sarah and Austin's interviews. And I'm not dressed like I normally am at church, but I got on a sweaty t-shirt. We've been working in this for 2 days. They haven't had the air in here yet, but it will be in tomorrow. This place, pardon me, when I stand here, and we already prayed, we're going to pray again, but that when they men come in this door, they'll feel the power of God. Out of this place, because of you, Rhema Bible Church, will go men. Their lives were meant for destruction. The devil meant to destroy them. But now, through the power of the Word of God in Jesus Christ, they'll walk free and have a life and have it more abundantly. As it says in John 10:10, because of Jesus. You know, the Word of God talks about if you have the wherewithal to help, you're supposed to do it. We came down here and we saw this project that they needed so badly. And as you know, we're taking the money up to redo our auditorium, which is going to be about $800,000. And the Lord just dealt with our hearts that this would be a good place to sow some seed. And so you've seen the video and the place. Now I want you to pray every time you think about it for this Teen Challenge program and for the men and women that are in this program. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this place. Father, this house is dedicated to the transformation of men's lives. I thank you, Father, that the power of God and the presence of God will be in this place so real that the men, when they walk through that door over there, they will immediately feel the power of God. When they come in from work and they're tired and know that they have to get their studies done, Father, I thank you that that same power that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken their mortal bodies. I thank you that they will become more spiritually alive than they ever have been in their lives. I thank you for these men and for their dedication to you. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, church, as you know, Blake has been in this program down here in San Antonio. That's how we found out about this program and what all it's done and what it's doing and what they needed.
And of course, we got Austin here, and it's the director. And I'm gonna let him speak a little bit about Blake, and then I'm gonna let Blake talk for himself.
Yeah. So when Blake came in, he was real reserved, broken, and didn't have much hope. But we've seen a complete miracle right before our eyes. He came alive. He came out of his shell. Very personable with the guys. Created some really good bonding, you know, with his brothers. And like, I'll let you share about what the Lord is doing in your life now and the hope that you have.
Like you said, whenever I came in this program, I obviously at first I didn't want to be here, and it was kind of, I was forced to be here. But since I've come to accept that I was here and actually pushed in and gave into what God has for my life, it's completely changed me. And I actually have a relationship with my family now, and it's just awesome what God's doing in my life. And thank God that I don't have to do drugs anymore or think about doing drugs anymore, and that I have a family that's backing up behind me and doing a lot to help this ministry out. And it's just awesome to see what God's doing.
Hey, Blake, do you want to talk about what you guys do? I know you're in a choir, and
yeah.
talk about that. What, you know.
Well, just about every weekend they send out choirs, and if we're not doing fundraising for the ministry, and we go in choirs, and most of the time there's about three or four guys that give their testimony, and usually I end up getting picked by the leader to give my testimony.
He's got the face for it.
But it's really awesome. You see people, it really touches their heart, and it's awesome to see what my testimony can do to change people's life through the power of God. So we have a wood shop here on campus. It's run by a guy named Chip, and we go there from about 8 o'clock, then we have a break at 12, and then come back and work till 4:15. And they just make crafts for all the teen challenges around the Texas area. And we'll take those crafts on Saturday and Sundays. Typically, we'll take them to Walmart and set up like a table in outside of Walmart. It's on a two-door Walmart or a one-door Walmart. And we'll sit out and minister to people and ask them if they ever heard about Teen Challenge, and ask people to raise money for the ministry. And this is how we fundraise for to keep the lights on at Teen Challenge. Around campus, some of the buildings are not as new as this, so this will be awesome for the third phase guys, because for the first and second phase guys, actually, because they can have something to look forward to whenever they want to push on. They'll see hope that there's a third phase here, that they'll get a kind of, it's kind of just a different, fresh start and a really nice environment, really. And I could see it being a really, like, family-oriented environment in here for the third phase guys.
And Blake's on track to go to third phase in December, right, Blake?
Yeah,
yes, sir. He'll be transitioning over here in December.
So you're on track December, and then May would be your actual graduation, correct?
And then you could go on and do an internship program helping the other guys, right?
I think he's prophesying over you right now, Blake.
And I just want to thank everybody at Rhema Bible Church for the support and the prayers that I've received to help me keep on pushing through this program, because it's really not an easy program. And I've got some letters that have just brightened my day and kept me going on. And thank you for all the support.
Church, I just thought maybe it might be good for you to be here with the director and with Blake and myself. And I personally want to thank all of you for all the support that you've given to our family as we've walked through this thing. And thank you for praying and believing God with us. And we know that we're going to come out on top at the end, no matter what it looks like or what people are saying. We know what the Word of God says, and we thank you so much. And I thank you, Church, for being behind this program to help these men with it, that we have purchased this trailer.
Here we stand in the
main room was six people in there, three bunks. Y'all have already seen it. But we're going to go through this place, and we're going to pray in every room.
Amen.
For the anointing and the power of God to minister to each individual. Heavenly Father, as we stand in this room right now, as I lay my hand on this bunk, I thank you, Father, that every bunk will be permeated with the power and the presence of God. I thank you that as the men come into this place, they will learn more and more about you. I pray for the anointing of God upon their lives as they are in this place. As we prayed for the rooms in the trailer, and it's crossing my mind that this is just not a one-time event, but there's 22 people in here at a time. And over a period of time, that will mount up to hundreds.
Thousands.
And then to thousands. That started, that came through those gates, as I said previously, with no hope but leave with the power of God behind them. And once again, thank you, Rhema Bible Church.
Rhema Bible Church, I want to let you know an outreach that you guys have done. We haven't told you about it until we got it finished, but this is a house. It's actually a double-wide mobile home for Teen Challenge down in San Antonio. It's for their third phase in the Teen Challenge program. They have a wonderful program here, and this is where the guys come to. They get reacquainted with the outside world. They did not have a facility for that on this campus, and they had to go to another place. We desired for them to be where they had been in their first and second phase. So Rhema Bible Church, we decided that this would just be a good seed to be sown into the lives of young people. So I want to take you into the house and show you what we have done. We have furnished it. We've just made everything look like I would like a home to look like. So let's go inside. Of course, Rhema, you know, if Miss Lynette's going to do it, I'm going to do it top notch. And so the mobile home we got here in San Antonio, of course, we had to decorate it. We had to get all the furniture for it. So I just want to show you exactly what we did. The living area is here, and it's one big area for the living area as well as the kitchen area. I put a lot of scriptures on the walls because I wanted the guys to be reminded that the Lord is their strength. On the top of the door, it says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And of course, I had to have a faith picture. And right above the one of the sofas, it says, "Faith will see us through." So I wanted the guys to be reminded that faith in God would see them through any challenge that they had in life. So now let's go to the bedrooms. This is the master bedroom for the mobile home, and this will accommodate six guys. The beds that we got, you can make them longer if the guys are taller, or you can make them shorter. So, and then of course they have a chest. They also underneath have chests for their supplies. You know, God was so good because normally in these mobile homes, you only have two baths and normally just four bedrooms. But this mobile home has five bedrooms and three baths. And in the master, we were able to put two showers. So it's really great for the guys to be able to have more showers to accommodate their needs. And here's another one of the bedrooms. This bedroom will accommodate four guys. And this is another one of the bathrooms, and the guys are just so excited about the showers and about the individual bathrooms. And here is another bedroom that will accommodate four people, and of course the sign, Walk by Faith. And I found my favorite scripture, which is on the other wall, and it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And of course, the kitchen area is really nice. They'll have everything that they need in order to be able to cook their own food. And then there is a laundry area too, so that they can wash their own clothes. And of course, I've decorated the top of the cabinets. You know me, gotta do it right. And so we know that the guys are going to just enjoy being in this home. We had to get them dishes, and they all had to match, of course, and they are Corel, so they're not breakable. You know, guys need dishes that are not breakable. We even have a coffee maker for them. They were so excited about this.
We're doing this.
We have a pantry. We did put some things in the pantry. And so we're just excited. And here is another bedroom that accommodates four guys. And we also put in the ceiling fans. There were no ceiling fans. And we put them in because it gets hot in San Antonio. And we wanted to make sure that the guys stayed cool. And this is the third bathroom, and it's a connecting bathroom that connects these two bedrooms. And we go on to the next bedroom, and it will accommodate four guys. And this is the final bedroom, the fifth bedroom. And I really like the scripture that I got for this bedroom because, you know, the guys here, their life is being restored. And it says God can restore what is broken and change it into something amazing. All you need is faith. And that one made me really cry because the guys here, I'm telling you what, they are blessing me so much to see where they came from and what they're learning and what they will do when they get out of the program. And they're so grateful. The guys are so grateful for Rhema Bible Church for providing these facilities for them for their third phase. They don't have to go to another campus now, but they can complete the whole program here on the campus at San Antonio. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Guys, I want you to know that God has great plans for you. You know, your former life may have been a disaster, but the plans that God has for you in the future will not be a disaster if you will look to Him.
Your past doesn't exist. It says, when you become a new creature in Christ Jesus, a new person in Christ Jesus, old things have passed away. All things have become new. What I want all of you guys to do is to learn to turn around wave bye-bye to the past. Forget it, because your future is in front of you.
This is Derek and Casey. They are from Oklahoma, and they're third phase students, and they will be moving into this house. In fact, Derek here was really a close friend with Blake when he was down here for that 7 months. And so I just want them to be able to say whatever they want to say to the church. These are the people that gave the money for this.
Just want to say thank you, Raymond Bible Church and College. It's a true blessing to get this house. We're real crammed over there. We got very little space. These beds and just everything. This house is just truly a blessing, and we're very, very thankful for all that you guys do. So thank y'all.
You're from
Bristow.
Bristow, okay. Casey?
I'm from Sepulpa, Oklahoma, and I've actually been to Rima Bible College to see the Christmas lights a few times, and I plan on coming to the church and just coming to see y'all when I get back. This place is so peaceful. It says in the Word to go in a private place for prayer. Over there, it was just so packed, and it seemed like it was a hassle finding quiet time, but this place is so peaceful. I just feel the Spirit in this place, just the Spirit of love, the Spirit of peace, and I just look forward to living here and resting my neck here and praying and coming to the Lord in here. And I just thank y'all very much from the bottom of my heart. I love y'all. Thank you for everything that y'all do, and I look forward to coming to see y'all one day.
Very, very appreciated. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, great, guys. Great. Love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
I pray for you guys every night.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you,
bro.
The future is as bright as the promises of God.
Amen.
Guys, I hope that touched your heart as much as it has touched mine.
I hope that you were touched as much as I've been touched by that. When you saw those guys and you heard their testimonies of where they come from, that Derek, he was one of Blake's best friends, and Derek was telling me, he said that Blake was always encouraging everybody to stick with the program, and that some of the guys that come in, they'd want to go AWOL, and Blake would grab them and minister to them and tell them they got to stay the program. And it was just, and he said, we came, he was talking about, he said, we all came in through those gates. We had no hope. Our lives were ruined. But because of Jesus, we've been changed. And that's like that third phase is where they go back into the world and learn to resist all of the things that's in their way.
I know that Blake wrote his brothers, as he called them, and he said, guys, I couldn't survive. And where I am now, if I had not had that 7 month foundation, and that's when he said, stay with the program. And when I, you saw Austin and his wife, they were both on drugs. She was on heroin. I don't know how to even say it. And they both went through the Teen Challenge program. And to see, what's happening.
That was a few years back.
Quite a few years ago. But to see, the change in their lives and what's happening. It's just to think that actually the seed that we have sown at Rainbow Bible Church will literally touch thousands.
Do y'all approve of what we did?
Now, let me say,
Jesus, thank you. Thank you.
For years I always have had a heart for those that have been on drugs, been on different things, and I didn't know how it would come to pass that we would be able to help in that situation. God works things out not according as you thought, but as according to his plan.
In fact, we looked at a couple of places around here to maybe have a home, but it just wouldn't work out. But we've been able now to do something.
And I want to give you an additional testimony. When I actually went online to find the house, I found a house that I wanted. And so the company was actually in San Antonio. We went down there, and they said, well, it'll take a year to build the house. And I thought, we don't want to wait a year.
Because we wanted to make changes to it.
Yeah, because they said, well, the house, because they had the actual house there on the lot. And they said, I said, well, can we buy this one? And they said, sure. Well, when we looked at it, of course, in the master bathroom, there was
whirlpool tub
and a shower. And I thought, the guys really don't need the whirlpool, And so, the guys were trying to figure out, okay, how can we convert this to another shower? And I thought, I don't like to redo things that are new. And so I said, well, we'll just leave it as it is. So now we're making the transaction. And all of a sudden, the lady says, just a moment. And she went back to talk to somebody. And she came back and she said, listen, I just found out that there is the same plan that's in production right now.
It's on the production line.
It's on the production line. This was in, I think, August that we went. On the production line, you can make changes to it. And it will be ready by the end of October. And so I said, well, can I make this change for two showers? And she said, I don't know whether we can do that or not. And so I prayed, and I said, go back and ask. And so she went back, and she said, well, they said we've never done that, but we can do it. Praise God. Prayer and favor. Yeah. And I got exactly everything that I wanted. God is so, so good.
Her and her husband were there. You saw them right toward the end. And she was so moved with this that it was...
The people that we bought it from. They were looking through the book.
Yeah, we've got a book that Teen Challenge put together. We'll put it out in the lobby. Y'all can look at it as you desire. It's not here today. That was it that you saw right at the end. And it has pictures of some of the guys, and all of them signed it.
I just want to say a couple of more things. The rest of the facility, it's as nice as they could do it. But let me tell you, the pictures make it look better than what it really, really is. So, it's a wonderful, wonderful place. Now, you know, the thing that we prayed for, that when the guys would be in the home, that they would feel peace. And everybody that went there, I mean, they were sitting on the couches and they said, wow, it's so peaceful here. It's so peaceful here. And so that was just, we were just thankful that what we prayed for has occurred. And then one more thing, and then I'll be quiet. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Andrew Wolf, who worked.
Andrew Wolf.
Yes.
We only got back Tuesday morning, and he worked night and day. Y'all may not know it, but he was up there somewhere behind the... He's on camera today. That's Andrew.
Oh, there he is. He worked night and day. I mean, it was like 1 o'clock Saturday morning, and we're texting. Of course, I'm still awake, you know. But he worked night and day to do this.
Put the video together. He did it. Didn't he do an excellent job putting it together?
And I also want to, Craig is not here this morning. He's resting to be able to go to OKC tonight.
Yeah, Craig is doing better, but he's resting. He got to go with us yesterday to see Blake, and it wore him out, but he's resting because he said, I want to go preach at OKC tonight. So,
but the first half in November when we went, actually, Craig did all of that video. He did all the footage. I thought he did a pretty good job, not to be an expert. And then, of course, we took Andrew.
Went down for the dedication
last
Monday.
And we took Phil to go down.
And Phil went down. Where's our brother Phil went down and took some pictures. But, you know, the Word of God talks about that God is full of compassion, love and compassion. And I'm not going to preach. I'm just going to, that my sermon this morning was about Jesus. We've been talking about discovering Jesus, and Jesus was full of compassion, and God was full of compassion. And, you know, it says in Mark 9:36 and 34, he was moved to compassion. In Matthew 15:32-8 and Mark 8:2, he had compassion on the multitude because they didn't have nothing to eat. In Matthew 20:30-34, he had compassion on the two blind men. Jesus had compassion on the madman of Gadara in Mark 5, and in 5:19, and in Luke 7:13, he had compassion on the widow, lost her only son. You know, the word compassion is both in the Old and New Testament, and it's one of the unchanging characteristics of God. And we should be people of compassion. And I just was moved with compassion when I saw what they needed down there. And I said, we can do this. And I know one pastor said to me, well, you didn't go to the church. I said, well, I think they trust me enough to know that I wouldn't do anything that shouldn't be done. And that was when you gave that standing ovation a while ago. That was very moving to me. You know, Charles Spurgeon, the great English preacher, said, if you would sum up the whole character of Christ in reference to ourselves, it might be gathered into one sentence. He was moved with compassion. You know, this means then the Bible tells us to be like Jesus, so we should be moved with compassion. You know, somebody asked me how I do everything I do, and I said, I get up every day to minister to somebody. And you know, that's what compassion does. It leads you. And today, if you happen to be here and you need to know God really loves you, and he's moved with compassion, and he wants to meet your every need. You know, since last October, I guess it was, of last year, when all this came down, and we've walked through some rough times as a family. And we still, it's not over, but we're still walking through it, but we're coming through on the other side. And we're going to come through on the other side. And, you know, if you'll just believe God, he loves you. God loves you more than anything you can think of. His love goes, I mean, the love of God goes deeper than any ocean. I got it in here somewhere about how to. But I just, you know, today was quite different. But I think everybody in this place have been moved by the Spirit of God today. I think each of us should walk away today with a new perspective on ministering to people when we see the need. I think I heard Dennis talking about that he had ministered to somebody there at his Hank's Hamburgers just before we came out, how somebody, in fact, I mean, I just give a plug for Dennis. Where's Dennis at? There he is. If you ever been, any of you ever been to Hank's Hamburgers over there? Man, that's him. Oh, hey, why don't you give that testimony? You mind, Dennis? Or, yeah, your wife can come with you. You know, sometimes I think it don't hurt us just to deviate from our norm. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Dennis and I went blank. Marilyn. Dennis and Marilyn.
I'm already emotional from everything else.
Well, just use that mic because you got to have the mic up there.
Yes, sir. I always feel blessed to, if anybody comes in, I feel they need prayed for. That's the first thing that I do. And yesterday there's a young lady that came in and she's placing her order. And I could tell she's tearing up. And I said, are you having a good day? She says, well, it's not too good. And I could tell she was upset and crying. So I said, what's going on? And she said, her brother just committed suicide and they're planning his funeral. And so I just called her, pulled her into me, and I said, let's pray. And so I prayed for her that God would give her peace and lift her up and help her get through what she has to get through. And that's the only thing we have. Thank God that we have him to help us through every day of our life.
I'm going to try not to break up either, but I want to thank all of the all my usher brothers. We talked this morning about how we pray to have somebody come across our path. That's a very good example. She come in, we never met her before, and it was God coming through us to pray for her, and we blessed her, and she don't know how much she blessed us, but it was very moving. But we've asked ourselves in the past, why are we put there? And we know it's to be able to witness to people and to put the seed in their ear and just to witness about God. And I just thank so much for Raymond Bible Church. We've been here 6.5 years and it has changed us so much. But thank you all.
Thank you, Dennis, Marilyn. Praise God. You know, every one of us can be a witness somewhere. We can show compassion. And I want all of you to be moved with compassion. I want to bow your heads for a minute. If you happen to be in this place today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we all want you to, because that's the most important thing in your life. Or if you happen to be here today and you know what it is, but you haven't lived like you need to live and you need to rededicate yourself to God. Anybody, anywhere, upstairs or downstairs, I want to pray with you. Let me see your hand. I want to minister to you. I want God to change your life today. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody stand, please. If you are in this place right now, and you need somebody to pray with you about something. You're going through something, and you need somebody to pray with you. I want you to raise your hand right now, wherever you're at. Don't be ashamed. Nothing wrong. You're just going through a rough time. There's a hand over here. There's a hand back yonder. There's a hand up there in the balcony. You just need somebody to pray with you for something. Hey, look around. Find people with their hand up. The Bible says, pray one for another. We're going to minister to people today. You're going to minister to people today. You should. When you see these people, your heart, you see their hands, your heart should be moved with compassion for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you can't get to somebody, reach your hands toward a group. You can see different groups all over. And reach your hands toward them, and let's y'all all pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today. We have some of our people that are going through some rough times. They need to know that we love them. And the people standing around them praying for them love them. That you love them. We're moved with compassion to minister to them with our prayers. I thank you, Father, that right now, that peace and the love of God will well up inside of them. And let them know that no matter what, they're going to come out. As long as they keep their focus on you, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Praise God. Glory to God. I know today was completely different. I didn't know how it was going to go, but I knew one thing, that I wanted this church to feel what I felt when I was on that campus down there. And I saw the need. As a young youth pastor and associate pastor back in 1968, I worked with Lyle Noah at Teen Challenge in Dallas. I actually hadn't thought much about it over the last few years. But whenever Blake got in trouble, I immediately knew that's where the answer was. We've had some of our other people from this church that have gone through that program down there. One of our young ladies, and now she's working in a church and music and so forth and so on. Anybody here, any of you gone through Teen Challenge or had some of your people go through Teen Challenge? If you don't mind holding your hand, oh, a bunch of you. Praise God. I did some research, and they have the best rate of success of any program that there is. They have about somewhere between a 75 and 80% success rate. The closest other one to them was 50%, and then the rest of them was below that. But you know why? It's because this program based on the Word of God and on Jesus. Huh? And on the Holy Spirit. That's one of the things they do. Yeah. Praise God. Well, Rainbow Bible Church, you're fantastic. You're just great. Thank God. Thank God for every one of you. I love you. You know, you got something you want to say?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's an older hymn, but it came up. We're moved with compassion too. And the song goes, love lifted me. You remember that one? Love lifted me. And when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Oh, love lifted me. Love lifted me, and when nothing else could help, love lifted me.
God.
Yes.
The love of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.